got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm running in late because I had to fix my patch on the eye right. What the? The eye is healing, thank God, and thank you for asking.
Amazing!
You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. My biblical question. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? You hear a lot about that, right? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? That is an amazing question. Absolutely amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show anywhere in the world, any time of night, day, or evening, or morning, or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, and it doesn't matter what you're doing and where you are. You can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. That's on TalkStream Live. For those who are too busy to just sit and watch the show, you have no excuse. You can listen anywhere. And you can also podcast the show as well. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Adjust this stupid thing. Forgive me. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. And, there is a line open there if you want it. Jump in there. We're going to get to all your calls and super chats today. 888-77-5-3-773. 888-77-JESSE. I've said over and over again, and some of you are aware. All right, but first I got to tell you this. It is Tuesday again. It comes so fast, I forget. Tuesday, for those who are new to the show, I grew up in Alabama, and I grew up with country and Western music. And in those days, it was amazing. We couldn't get on that plantation that I lived. We couldn't get any other form of music for a while except country and Western, and it was just fine. And so I'm still, you can take the boy out the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. So I still got the country and Western music in me. It's all down in my soul. It's just in the bone. So Tuesdays are country and western day. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. We don't have that Pete opening anymore, huh? From Arizona? I mean, from Alaska somewhere? Did we have that or that guy? Oh, okay. Maybe next week we can play it. Okay. That's an amazing song with Pete. I have to... Oh, okay. I don't understand that, but okay. What? Oh, what happened to it? Oh, okay. Amazing. Oh, they talked to me about the song, Pete from Alaska. I've said over and over again, and it's worth reminding you, is that our battle is a spiritual battle. And that the battle that you're dealing with in life, whether you know it's a spiritual battle or not, is happening inside of you. It's not happening outside of you. It's happening inside of you. And it looked like other people are to blame for it, but they're not. And it's only seen that way because you're not aware enough, you're not conscious enough as to what's happening inside of you. Someone makes you feel something. At least you think they'll make you feel something. They make you feel good, or they make you feel angry, or they make you feel afraid, or they make you feel happy or sad. You say, you make me feel that way. That's what most people say. Oh, you make me feel that way. You did that to me. But the reality is they did not do that to you. It was already in you. And they brought out what was already there. If it wasn't in you, no one can make you feel any kind of way if it wasn't in you. You know what I mean? It's in you. And you were already messed up when they met you. Your parents had already screwed you up when they met you. So it was already in you. And that's why I recommend, do what you want, of course. I recommend that you work on you so you can overcome that that's in you and you can't blame anyone else for it. If you don't have fear in you, how can someone make you feel fear? If you don't have anger in you, how can someone make you angry? If you don't have depression or loneliness or sadness in you, how can someone make you feel that way? If you already had love, how can you look for love from somewhere else? It's all in you. Work on you. It's a spiritual battle. There's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allahu Abba-ism, Debbie Da-ism, white supremacism, or anti-Semitism. No isms. You've been deceived. It's not isms. It's spiritual. It's a battle, and it's weird. It's happening inside of you, but it seems like it's happening outside of you, and it's not. It's happening outside of you, inside of others. And yes, those people who love their hell will come after you. They're going to go after you to bring hell upon you so they can feel alive. That does happen too. They want to feel alive, so they're going to bring hell upon you to make you feel a certain way, to overreact, so they can feel good about it. So they can feel good about it. There was a young man, he was at our fellowship yesterday, or last Sunday, and he was going on and on about how somebody had killed his wife's mother in a car accident, that this person was driving drunk or something high and killed his wife's mother. And he was going on and on about it. Oh, if I get my hand on her, I'm going to do this to her. I'm going to do that. And my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, was amazing. No one was better than her. She was 90-something, I think. So I think she said 90. And he was going on and on about it. And I'm looking at him acting that way. It was all for the thrill. Even the wife appeared to want him to calm down. But the thrill of thinking that his wife seeing him all into it, want to do something about it. Nothing he can do about it, of course. The person was arrested. I guess they're going to court. But she had done that before. She had been driving or whatever it was. It was just for the thrill. And I said to him, what good is it doing you or your wife to see the husband overreacting like this and she's staying calm? She can't look up to you. It was for the thrill. Human beings love thrills. That's why you can't overcome your depression, what you call depression, loneliness, fear, anger, suicidal thoughts, jealousy, envy, strife, competition, insecurity, because you love the thrill of it. You don't really want to overcome it. Because if you wanted to overcome all of that stuff, you can drop it just like that. But you don't want to because you love the thrill. Really. You love the thrill of someone hearing you cry over your misery. Oh, I lost my dog today. Poor me. Oh, I'm so sorry you lost your dog. My prayers goes out to you. You love hearing that. It's a thrill. It's all ego. As long as you love your thrill, you're going to live inside of your misery. When you stop loving thrills, then you'll come out of your misery. It'll be done. You'll just drop it. And you'll live a normal, God-given life. And God, when I say the words God-given, it's not even what you think I mean by it. So you can't think what I think about it. So work on you if you want to be free. If not, continue to live in your own private hell. It's up to you. Repeating the same things over and over and over and over again. And over and over and over again. Because you're living inside of your shallow mind. Your shallow prison of thoughts. All thoughts. All lies, all the time, about anything. You notice how the blacks, the men and the women, males and females, they still blame the white man. The white man won't give me an opportunity. The white man won't hire me. The white man this. They're living in their misery, and they're blaming the white man for it. And because of that, if it was true. And it might be true now because white people fed up with the blacks. But if it's true, you can create your own thing or go somewhere else and get a job. But because you're living in your misery, you blame the white man. And the white man had nothing to do with it. I want my country back. I want law and order back. It's not going to happen. America is gone. Goodbye, America. It's gone. It's like being at a parade and you're going down the last road of the parade and you're waving goodbye to the crowd. America is over. We are a third world country now. And it's so interesting to me for me to see a an amazing country turn into a third world country. I didn't know how that works, but now I do. And, you know, I've heard about other third world countries. I've seen them on different TV shows. I've gone to Mexico and places, and I've seen it. But I didn't know how it happens, and now I do. America, just think about that. America is now a third world country, and then you got these people coming from S-hole country, third world country, and they are adding to America becoming a third world country. Isn't that amazing? And the people, our government want to make sure that these people get here so that America will become a socialist society all the way, and then they have control of the people. It's over. I know the vets, especially the older veterans, the men of the military, they're disappointed to see that they went out and they fought what they thought was for America. They were lied to. They were fighting senseless wars given to them by ego-driven people, our government and other people's governments. It was personal to them because they wanted something. And they made our men sacrifice their lives in some cases, their bodies, their legs and arms and eyes and everything. All for ego thrill. And then when our men come back to the country, those who survive, they're treated like animals. They're not even taken care of. Our government would rather give the money and free houses and free Medicare and free everything to illegal aliens than to give it to the military men who sacrificed their lives. My country is over. They have literally convinced human beings, and human beings are evil, by the way. They have literally convinced human beings there's something called racism. And it's hard to find someone that don't see that racism doesn't exist, that it has never existed, that you've been lied to. It's hard to find someone who sees that clearly. It reminds me, and I was talking to someone about this yesterday. I did some counseling. I counsel every day with people, but some young ladies from different states on counseling, and they were working on themselves. And they can now see what's going on. And a couple of them told me, you know what, when I first heard you say that women were evil, that the God below is the God of the woman, and the God above is the God of man, it ticked me off, they say. I didn't want to hear you say it. I couldn't believe it. And a couple of them said, I always thought of myself as a good woman, a good person. But I thought about it because once I heard you say it, and then I started watching, I realized I'm not good. I'm no good. I am evil. They saw it, and once they should see it, it starts to change. It's about seeing what's happening with you. If you can see it, you can change. You can't change it, but seeing it will change it. Looking within yourself, and I want my country back. I never thought one day, I thought America was going to always be the 4th of July when all races got together and had fun and appreciated the country and had outdoors barbecue and drums and dancing and then go home that night and realize how much fun 4th of July was. And the family come home from Indiana and Florida and New York and everywhere. Home me down back to Alabama to visit for 4th of July. It was summertime. I always thought, and then you would see white people really into 4th of July. They have parades and all that kind of stuff. I always thought that America was going to be that way. And so because I thought that, when I left home at 18, I went out on my own at 18, found jobs, eventually got my own apartment. I remember I have been living in a different apartment. I wanted to live in a brand new apartment. I wanted to know in my 20s, maybe even 30s, early 30s, or maybe 20s. I don't remember now. It's been so long. I wanted to know, what is it like to live in a brand new apartment? They just built it. So that means no one died in it. And you didn't have to worry about ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. And so I used to wonder that. And so I finally got to the point where I went and rented in a brand new apartment. It was beautiful. It had an upstairs loft, like the bed upstairs. You can see across the whole downstairs from the bedroom. And it had everything new, big windows and everything. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Because I thought that this is the American way. I just never thought that I couldn't do it. I just never thought that. I never thought that the white man was better than me. I used to want the white good hair, though. I remember white people had good hair. And my hair was so nappy. I wanted a good hair because I know that white people didn't have, when they go swimming, they didn't have to worry about it. When I would go swimming, my hair would come out just a dry and nappy. I was like, what the? But I always thought of America that I never thought. When I went out and looked for jobs, and I had different jobs when I was younger because I would switch jobs to, you know, increase my paycheck. And I never thought one time going out looking for those jobs that I wasn't going to get them because I was black. Because I wasn't taught that way. I thought America was America was at the time. I lived wherever I wanted to live. I went wherever I wanted to go. If I wanted to date a white woman, I did. And I did one time because I just wanted to. That's another story at another time. I just did what I wanted to do because it wasn't in my mind. Growing up in Alabama in those days before the Civil Rights Movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to black people in the Civil Rights Movement other than abortion, we weren't taught that. So it wasn't instilled in the mind. I didn't hear my grandparents or my parents complaining about that. Oh, we're not going to make it because we're black. The white man won't give us an opportunity. So I was just thinking, this is great, America. I want my country back. I never thought that one day in America, that the law, the government, the people who are supposed to enforce the law, would turn on the law, the good citizen, and support the bad ones, the people breaking the law. I never thought one day they were going to defund the police, take away the police, and replace the police with criminals. I never imagined that. I have this, I think I still have that report. There's this state where they're trying to pass a bill that marijuana is legal or something like that, and they want to let out over 175,000 people out of jail. I think it's something like that. Let me see if I still have that story. Where is it? Oh, I don't have that story anymore. That's fine. I just didn't know that would happen in America one day. I thought if you didn't break the law, you were going to be fine. You're protected by the law. I thought police will always be around. I didn't know that my country would do this. It's a third world country. I didn't know that one day you will order a meal or a package and the delivery truck would bring it to your house. And then while it rang the doorbell and while standing there waiting for you, sit the package down on the porch, right in front of the door, ring the bell and wait for you to answer. And while the delivery man is waiting, somebody walk on, right in front of you on the porch and steal the package right in front of you and look like you were black. I never thought I would see that in my country. This is from ABC. Ohio porch pirate swipes package before the delivery driver even leave home. I want you to watch this closely. And this is in the United States of America. We are a third world country. Watch this from ABC. There go the white man.
Oh.
Then what?
He just took the package. I sat down and I thought I heard a movement.
That's crazy. Huh? That's it? Oh. Isn't that amazing? Did you ever think for one time, one iota of a second, that this would be happening in America? Now, maybe the millennials and the Z's thought that this was possible because that's all they know. But for the generation before that, did you ever imagine that this would be happening in the United States of America? They let the inmates out. No bail bond, no nothing. You walk right into and do what you want. Did you ever imagine that? For my generation, at least, my black generation, white generation, same age as me, maybe a little younger, this was not America when we were growing up. I remember when I first moved to L.A., and I met a bunch of people. I met people, and we used to hold parties every weekend, house parties. And we would charge like a dollar or something to come in, bring your own drink, dollar or something. It was fun. Nobody shot up anyone. Nobody robbed anyone. And we were playing loud music, having a ton of fun. No one ever, you didn't even think. And when the party was over, you went home and went to bed. My country's gone. I want to show you that clip one more time so you can get the reality of what's going on. This delivery person literally walks up on the porch, set the package down, ring the doorbell, and somebody run up on him, right in front of him, and take it and run. No shame, no care, no how, knowing that he's not going to have to suffer for it. And this is why white people don't want to be around the blacks. White people know. So watch this again from ABC, Ohio porch pirate swipe packets before the delivery driver even leaves the home or home. Watch this. This is amazing to me.
Oh,
look at that.
He just took the package. I sat down and I thought I heard a movement.
That's not in Russia. That's not in China. That's not in Cuba. That's not in Mexico. That's not in that black country. That's in America. My country is no longer 'tis of thee. We don't have a culture anymore, a criminal culture. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not started a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
You'll find what you are looking for. In fact, that's all you'll see. Set out to defend your cause. Poison darts in the head. These days there is too much fear. Let's find a way to build a bridge across our foreign lands. Let's choose love.
Let's choose love.
Let's make peace.
Your amazing music. Country
love.
And Western Tuesday. 888-777-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My ladies, there's no ladies meeting this week, this month. This week is the third Thursday of the month, but I can't be there. So no meeting this lady. So take a break. You got church. You got the radio show. You have the everything. Continue to work on yourself, lady. Those meetings are amazing. I do not like it when I have to miss them. Because I enjoy them, but I learned so much from them. All right? So no meetings, lady. Amazing. And tell the other ladies that you know, no women's forum this week. The Hake Report is coming up at the top at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. And from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after The Hake Report, Joy of Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. All those shows are very interesting. We are building a network of 24-hour talk with men only. One step at a time. And don't forget, July is White History Month. July is White History Month. You want to take that off? July is White History Month. Get your t-shirts. July just feels white. And you can go to July Feels White, not just feel, but julyfeelswhite.com or rebuildingtheman.com. And I know you all are getting them. Get ready. July will be here before you know it. We're going to celebrate 7 years of White History Month. Get ready with your stories about white history and everything. All right? Amazing. I want to just give you this story, and then I get back. I'll get to the calls and super chats here in a minute. I want my country back, but my country is gone. It's weird, too, seeing my country become what it has become. And then knowing it used to be another way, it was amazing. I remember a time when you fly on an airplane, you dress up to fly. It was like special. Now they take dogs on the airplane, cats, and they dress in pajamas, and most of them don't take baths anymore. They be smelly people.
What the?
And fighting on the plane and cursing, the doors falling off. That's gone now. I want my country back. I remember when you, if you didn't function at work, you showed up late, or you didn't call in, or you wasn't doing your work, you would get fired. And there were no lawsuits because based on race. It wasn't that. It was you were lazy, and the boss got rid of you. And I remember when bosses would speak freely. They were not afraid because of your color and the fear of getting sued or being called racist and all that. That's the bosses can't even be bosses. I want to show you this soundbite, but I think this is a setup. I don't think this really happened. I don't think this really happened naturally. It appears to be an act. And now people love being on the internet, so they put on all kinds of acts. Because you get quick attention on the internet, especially if you do something stupid or you say something stupid. But I do remember, and the only reason I'm playing this soundbite is because in the good old days, this would have been real and there would have been no problem. So I'm playing this again. I don't believe that is real. It appears to be a setup. I don't know. But it appeared to be an act between this white man, what appeared to be a white man, and a black female. I want you to watch how they act in this elevator. They wait until a crowd of people get on the elevator, and they really carry on. So I think it's an act. It's so easy to put on acts now on the internet. And the people love the thrill of the acts. And that's why these people do it, because they know when you can act stupid on YouTube, do something crazy, say crazy things, act a certain way, you get a lot of attention. Your count goes up like 90 going to thousands of people watch it because people love thrills. And so now the people are learning to put an act just to get the thrills. All right? So I'm showing you this, but it used to be this way when America was America. I want my country back. So again, I believe that this is an act. But it is out there on the internet, and I want to show it to you because this is the way America used to be, where the bosses were able to speak up to the employees, no matter what color they were, male or female. The boss did not tolerate just any old thing. So that's why I'm showing it to you. But I do believe that this is an act. Is it not real? I don't believe. It might be, but it looked like a setup. This is Macy's. Manager fires employee saying, we're not on black time. Watch this from X.
Yeah, you're 4 hours late. That's not really late.
Yeah, but I let you guys know ahead of time that I was...
Yeah, you can get off of here.
I had a family emergency.
You can get off right here. You're fine.
I had a family...
Give your name tag in that front desk.
What?
You don't work here anymore. Yeah.
I put my work in for this job. What you mean I'm
showing up
fired?
4 hours too late? No, you're
I had a family emergency. My grandmother.
Well, then you
can
tell someone. You don't just show up 4 hours too late.
I'm not fired. All right, so can I get my check or something?
Yeah, that's we'll mail it to
you.
Just get off right
here. I need money today then. If you guys going to fire me for no reason.
Why have they get loud when a bunch of blacks come on there?
What happened? Oh,
that's not fair.
I'm sorry.
Look, I pressed the lobby for you. Can get off there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, my God, yo.
See ya.
I'm not, no.
Yeah, we're not running on black people time. Get off the elevator.
Excuse me, what?
You heard me?
How about this? You want
this isn't the ghetto.
People?
You don't take...
You want to see black people?
Yeah, you don't take shit off of me.
How about you give me your money? How about you give me your money, then? How about that?
Please.
How about that?
I don't have money on
no,
me.
No, how about that? How about that? Give me your money.
Gene, you're acting a fool.
I don't care. You're being racist. What do you mean?
Mommy, I'm not being racist.
How about that? You want me to act bad? You want me to act like a monkey? Like, this is ridiculous.
You said that. I didn't say that. Get off at the lobby.
That's an act. That's not real. But the point I want to make, because if that were, number one, the boss would have never fired the person like that on a crowded elevator. That's not how bosses operate. They would have waited until she got off. They would have met in the office and did it the right way. So, and the way that woman asked, oh, give me your wallet. I'm not a monkey. I'm not a, it's all an act. And once the elevator was crowded with the blacks, they really went off, right? It's an act. Ain't no way that white man would go to say he appears to be white. He might not be, but he appears to be. We're not on CP time. It's not the ghetto or something. Ain't no way that white man would have said that. But the point I want to use it for to say that I do remember the good old days when America was America and the bosses would fire you if you didn't show up on time, especially if you didn't call in, all kind of stuff. That's gone now. But that's an act. I don't believe that's real. I want my country back, but it's gone. It's too far gone now. They have open borders in my country. And everybody and their mama and are coming in. And they're giving our money to everybody but the country. Every country but America. And now, according to the news report, you can't trust that, of course. It looked like they're trying to really stir up another war. They want a war to happen for personal gain. I want my country back. Let me go to a first-time caller, Joseph, out of California. Joseph, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Joseph.
Yeah, I've been watching like your videos for the first month. They're pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had two questions, but like, what is it? What I will say is like the second question is as important as you reminded me. Like, I was thinking that you know how people commit crimes. I was thinking, why is it that communities are paying for social services like EBT when people are committing crimes?
Like what?
Like I was thinking,
what's EBT?
Like crimes, like, you know, like, oh, EBT is everybody's taxes.
Oh.
They're doing it
because the government, the people are afraid, and the government control the people, and the people keep voting in the same government, and so the government can do what they want. That's why they're doing it. And the government control the people because when you control people, you could get the votes and everything else.
I was thinking if they suspend like their cards, you know, like their social services, if they commit crimes, they should have to be mandatory to go and help out the community in some way. You know what I mean?
Well, that's not going to happen because that will require the people to become independent if they have to get out and work for something. And the government don't want you working for anything because when you work, if you get up and do some work, you're going to wake up and realize, I can take care of myself. I don't need the government. And they don't want you to realize that. They don't want you thinking for yourself.
That makes sense.
So that's why. I appreciate it, Joseph.
Hey, you have a good day.
All right. I thought you called about something else.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but could I ask the other question, too?
Yes.
I was going to ask you, since you're, like, a preacher, I was going to ask you, what do you think happens, like, because I'm a born-again Christian. What do you think happens in between now and Judgment Day, like, if he happened to, like, to die?
When is Judgment Day?
You know, like the rapture.
What about? I don't know what you mean about the rapture. What do you mean?
Oh, like if you're a born again Christian and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, like what is it? You're supposed to go to heaven.
What is the rapture? You said like the rapture. What do you mean by that?
Oh, before the Antichrist comes.
Well, the the Antichrist is already here, and the rapture has already happened.
Okay.
Are you waiting for a rapture?
I heard that it already has happened before.
Are you waiting for one?
Not really.
You're not waiting for the rapture?
No. No, like you said, it already happened.
Do you know that it's already happened, or you just believe it because I said it?
I've heard it debated two different ways. One that it has happened and one that it hasn't happened yet.
And so do you believe that it has happened because you could see it, or do you believe it because I said it?
I trust you because you're a preacher.
Well, you can't trust a preacher. Don't trust no one. Don't trust anyone. You're only supposed to trust the truth. Because before you believed that the rapture was going to happen, you trusted that. And now I say that it's already happened. You're now trusting that, but you don't know which one is true.
Yeah, no, I guess, like, what is it? I do know, like, what you're saying is, like, it's true. Like, we do live in the age of the Antichrist, though, at least in the spirit of it.
And what is the Antichrist?
With all the evil in this world.
You know what the Antichrist is?
Anybody who goes ahead and tries to take place of Jesus.
Anyone who teach you the Bible is the Antichrist. People who build churches and put on robes and teach the Bible to you are the Antichrist. They're the Pharisees. They're hypocrites. They're liars. And they are keeping you from the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
And does that make sense to you?
No, it does make sense. I've gone to church like every now and then, but sometimes it just doesn't feel right. But I know exactly what you're saying.
Do you believe? You mentioned Jesus. You believe in Jesus?
Yes. No, I believe in Jesus.
And how do you know you believe in Him?
Because I have a close connection with Him.
With who?
With Jesus.
What's your close connection?
I never take anything for granted in my life, and I'm always thankful for what I have.
Have you dropped your anger?
Yeah, I don't have any anger. I try to live a peaceful life. I try to help out anyone who needs help.
Do you ever get angry?
No.
You never get angry?
I don't get angry. No.
And why do you try to help out anyone who needs help?
Because I know that at the end of the day that I'd want someone to help me out if I needed help.
But that's not a reason to help others. Because that is about you. You're doing it about you. You're not doing it because you see a real need. You're doing it because you know you're going to need help one day. That's not love.
No, that's true. That's true. That's a true way that you're putting it.
Do you think Jesus operated that way?
No, he didn't.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, no, I forgive my mom.
You told her?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
She was thankful.
What did you say to her?
I told her that I knew that she had a hard life, and that I knew that that hard life did it shaped her in different ways, and that I knew that she needed help out with healing.
And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yeah, I had a talk with him one time I told him. But we're at peace now.
Right on. Are you doing my silent prayer?
No, what is your silent prayer? I'd like to go and take part in it.
go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Start doing it.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yeah, you have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Hey. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to, is it Messiah? Mariah? Messiah, a first-time call out of California. Messiah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
How you doing, brother?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. I just had a few questions for you. It is Messiah, by the way.
Okay.
My first question, so I just recently learned, I just learned 19 minutes ago on News Network, they debunked it, but I just wanted to get your opinion on what you thought about.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, can you hear me okay?
Are you on a direct, on Bluetooth or anything?
I was on my, in my AirPods, sorry. Can you hear me all right now?
Oh, yeah, now you're clear. Yeah, don't use those type of things when you're on the phone. We can't hear on this here. Go ahead.
All right.
But go ahead.
My apologies.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to know, I just learned that it got debunked about 19 minutes ago on News Network. But I learned that, that there was a possibility of us having to go back and enlist under Joe Biden. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
I know I heard a report last night, again, I don't know how true it is because you can't trust the media, that they were going to require that women, females, register to be enlisted in the military. And first of all, women should not be in the military anyway, period. And secondly, I wouldn't want to have to register under this administration to be a part of the American military. Because it is no good. It's divisive. It's weak. It put in people that should not be there. So I wouldn't recommend the military for anyone at this point.
Yeah. So I just learned that it got debunked 19 minutes ago on News Network, but haven't done it in the last 50 years.
Oh, okay. So they're not going to do it?
Apparently not.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that because woe unto the man that would have to go into the military nowadays. He wouldn't have a chance, especially if you know what you were doing. Now, if you were like a dummy in the military, they would be fine with that. They can control you that way. But the military in America is pathetic and weak, and it's not worth your life.
Absolutely. I'm only 23, so when I learned that they were doing it again, I was like, oh, man. But then, you know, they debunked it, so.
Right on.
Kind of like,
oh, baby. What the?
My second question for you real fast before I let you go.
Yeah.
What you thought, your opinion and what you thought about them hitting Trump, the Great White Hope, with 34 charges.
Why do I hear music? Oh, no, the clock is off? Hold on for a minute, Messiah. Can you hold?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Let me take a quick break. This clock is off, and I was looking at that clock. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment, the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment.
Spinning left and twirling through the back door of your heart.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, June 18th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773. Even if you are overseas, you can use the Skype app. Go to the dial pad and enter 1-888-775-3773. You might have to put 00 beforehand. I'm not sure. But it is free. You don't have to pay some service because it's a toll-free number. In the meantime, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is reporting on various things. I'll tell you about some interesting personal news. A friend has died. Rest in peace. I'll tell you about that on the Hake Report, so make sure you do tune in. But a U.S. Secret Service member was robbed at gunpoint during crooked Joe Biden's recent trip to California for a Hollywood fundraiser. A Secret Service guy robbed at gunpoint. Police say they've not found the suspect who also stole the Secret Service member's bag during the startling ordeal. What a mess. They just don't make Secret Service like they used to, nor do they make America like they used to. And North Korea on the rise. Russian President Vladimir Putin, the most interesting man in the world to some, is making a rare trip to North Korea today as he deepens an anti-West bond with the leader Kim Jong-un. It is Putin's first trip to the country in more than two decades, the first time another world leader has been invited to the isolated capital of Pyongyang since the China virus scamdemic. The United States, South Korea, and other countries have accused North Korea of providing substantial military aid to Russia's war effort in Ukraine. Huh. Observers have raised concerns that Moscow may be violating international sanctions to aid North Korea's development of its birthing military satellite program. It also comes as tensions remain high on the Korean Peninsula after Kim Jong-un scrapped a long-standing policy of seeking a peaceful reunification with South Korea. What a mess. Undocumented spouses, what a scam word. Fake news word, right? The crooked Joe Biden administration, which is Obama Part 3, let's be honest, will announce an executive action today that will shield certain illegal alien spouses and their children and children of so-called U.S. citizens from deportation. The policy will provide legal status and protections for about 500,000 so-called American families, 500,000, and roughly 50,000 non-citizen children, illegal children of immigrants under the age of 21 whose parent is married to a U.S. citizen. So we're going to have some more marriage fraud, huh, maybe? That's what a senior administration official said. The move amounts to one of the federal government's biggest relief programs for illegal aliens since the DACA program, Obama's unconstitutional amnesty for children of for illegal alien so-called children, minors, people who came as minors anyway. They're grown adults now. That was announced back in 2012, and he had said it was unconstitutional, and then he did it, and then the Supreme Court held it up, I think. Anyway, the action is aimed at appealing to key Latino constituencies in battleground states, including Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. It will be crucial for Biden's chances to win a second term. So he's just doing it for the votes. What a sick person, huh? It's hot out. Going to be hot out, supposedly. Around 270 million people in the United States could see temperatures at or above 90 degrees this week. Summer is coming as an intense heat wave ushers in the official start of summer, happening this Thursday, I guess. Parts of the Midwest to the Northeast could endure the longest heat wave they've seen in decades, the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center said. Temperatures on Wednesday, Thursday, they'll be the hottest days of the week. Several metropolitan cities. Surrounding days will only be slightly less brutal. Some areas, including Montpelier, Vermont, Syracuse, New York, and Pittsburgh, PA, haven't seen heat like this in about 30 years. So be careful. Drink your water, I guess. But not too much, but enough. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. ¶¶
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour already of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia Ola. Ceasing your question. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Do we have it? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? And these questions are put out there. We'll put them out there to make hope, encourage you to think for yourself, to know that you know that you know that you know. Listen to the show live if you're not able to sit and watch it, and you can podcast it later to listen to it while you're doing whatever you're doing, snatching, grabbing, running up on the porch, taking the delivery driver's merchandise before he can give it to the customer, beating up white people while they're walking down the road. You're going and knocking them out and getting away with it. Whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show by what's this stuff called that the people buy?
Fentanyl.
Or you're over there trying to withdraw from it. Whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, anywhere in the world by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, are we going to get to the Super Chats? Go to buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Messiah. I put him on hold. First time call out of California. Messiah, you were about to ask a question about the Great White Hope.
Yes, I was. Jesse, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Yeah, me and my coworkers, we think it's like a setup. We think it's just a plan for them to try to get him out of office, but I was going to ask, what do you think about all the charges that they just threw on the Great White Hope?
I think that, as you just said, these people are doing everything they could to try to prevent the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, from becoming president again. And they tried to do it because Donald Trump loved the country, and he wanted to bring back law and order to the country. He wanted to bring back jobs. He wanted to complete the wall. He want to make America great again, And that's not what these people want. The Democrats don't want it. Most of the right-o Republicans don't want it. The media don't want it because they love the control they have over the people. So they're trying to stop him from making America great again by any means necessary. And,
absolutely.
And I'm watching this happen, but what is really nice is to watch how the President Trump deal with it. He's not whining. He's not giving up. He's not mad about it. He's still doing what he's supposed to do. And I like that. I like seeing that happen.
He's not being a beta.
A beta male. That's right. amazing. Messiah,
amazing.
Thank you for your call, man. Call me again.
Absolutely. Will do.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jim out of Maryland. Jim, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. It's good to speak to you again.
You too, Jim. Thanks for calling.
First, I'd like to send my prayers for a speedy recovery from your eye. I would like to, because my grandfather was a Vietnam vet, and he actually had an eye injury and had to wear an eye patch, too. So I know how annoying it could be. So I send my prayers for your speedy recovery.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I have a question, Jesse. How, as a Christian, do I know who my true enemy is? If I am not to act out of anger, how do I know who's my true enemy?
Anger is your enemy.
So if, hypothetically speaking, let's say that, you know, my friend, you know, is having an emotional reaction because his other friend was killed and he is acting angry, you're saying that would make him my enemy?
Absolutely.
So how would I go about that situation then? Should I stop being friends with him or should I try to, you know, help him overcome that anger or give him his space?
It's enough for you to just to be aware that anyone who has anger is your enemy. I don't care if you're a family member, friends, this friend, your wife, your children, anyone that has anger is your enemy. It's enough for you just know that, and that's all you need to do. And if there come a point where you need to be done with him, you would naturally walk away from him without resenting him because you will understand that he couldn't help himself. He cannot see, and he couldn't help it. But you are protected from him, and don't judge him by knowing that he is your enemy. Anyone that has anger is your enemy.
So is it the fact that they have a moment of anger or is it the fact that they continue to wallow in anger?
It's because. Go ahead. It's because what? Because what?
Because I was going to say because death affects people differently. And of course, people are going to react differently when they see somebody that they care murdered right next to them. That's going to affect them. So should I stop being friends with them until they overcome it? Or is it one of those things where it's like, I should just give them their space?
Well, at this point, number one, you can't change him. So you can't forget about that because most people love their anger. They love their misery. They love their loneliness. They love their fears and doubts. So you can't change that. It's enough for you to see that he has it. And that's all you need to see at this point. There's no reason to, unless you see, have a reason to not be friends with him, meaning, you know, hang out with him and blah, blah, blah. But just know that he is your enemy and not your friend. No such thing. And secondly, is that anyone that has even an outburst of anger is angry because if they didn't have the spirit of anger in them, if someone died or not died or someone left them or they lose something, they wouldn't be moved by it if they didn't have any anger at all. Anger is evil. It's not your friend. And it's not, there's nothing in anyone that has anger, their hearts are wicked. And there's no love in anger at all. Zero.
And I agree with that, that there's no love and anger, but I think I'm coming more from a response to trauma because, you know, everybody's affected differently and not all people will be as stoic in a traumatic situation as, you know, say someone like me. So for me, it's just more of like, should I, you know, be the person that helps, you know, bring him back to himself, bring him back to the father, or is it one of those things where it's like, he should do that on his own?
He should do it on his own. You can't bring anyone back to the father. Only God can do that, and he only does it to those who welcome him in so that he can do it. The truth is not going to help you unless you invite the truth in or open yourself up so the truth can take over. There's nothing you can do to bring him back to the Father. You become a living example, and if he sees the light in you, that may cause him to want to know, you know, why do you have peace? What happened? But unless he asks for it, you cannot help him.
And if he were to ask for it, how would I know if he's being genuine or if he's just coping and is being disingenuous?
You don't need to know that at all. That's on him. And if he asks, you just tell him how you're working on yourself, right?
Well, I did forgive my mother and I did forgive my father and I went to them because I've been listening to you for years and it did help me overcome.
Right.
And I did tell him to do the same. I don't ask about his personal business, so I don't know if he would about it or not.
Right on. So. Yeah, but just continue to work on you. And I don't, unless something happened to you, you should be done with him. I don't see why you need to drop him. But be aware that this is, well, and when I say be aware, don't walk around in fear or don't walk around. It's enough to know that anyone that has an enemy is your, anyone that has anger is your enemy. And just know it, but don't act it out. Just be aware an angry person is your enemy. But you can't change him at all. And if he didn't have anger and someone died, even if it's his father or mother would die or his closest friend or whatever, he wouldn't overreact to that either if he did not have anger.
All right. Thank you for insight. I found that very, very helpful.
All right. Yes. Well,
I actually had a situation 3 weeks ago where somebody overreacted to something I said, and he started trying to get into a fight with me in a parking lot, and
yeah.
I boxed, so it's like, I can literally hurt you really bad, but I'm giving you a walk and just calming the situation because I'm not trying to, you know, hurt anybody because I was calm the whole time.
Right on.
Even though I knew I could easily win that fight. So I understand what you're saying. Yes, I understand.
Right on. And you stay working on you, and the light will show you how to deal with every human being, every situation, all right?
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Thank you. Amazing. So thank you once again, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, man. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Virginia and talk to first-time caller Merle. Merle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I was coming on here. I was just going to ask you a couple of questions. One was, do you believe the Civil Rights Act should be abolished because it's unconstitutional?
100%. It should have never happened.
I know. Nobody has the courage to even talk about that.
Yeah.
Other than you and a couple of other people.
Yeah.
Two, do you believe most of the churches now are teaching secular lifestyle instead of the Word of God?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it, especially what they call black churches. I believe they've picked up liberation theology.
Absolutely.
From James Cone.
You
and
have
affected our community.
You have a better
our community.
You have a better chance of finding God by staying home than you have to going to any church today, especially black churches.
Yeah,
and some white churches, too, because some white churches are acting like black churches, whooping and hollering and dancing and carrying on and preaching the Bible and all that. So you're never going to find God in that mess.
Yeah, that's what I've said. I've always said any church, I believe, that has that 501(c) exemption is not a house of God. It's a house of the federal government.
Are you black?
Yes.
Amazing. amazing. What do your friends say when you...
I've been a long-time fan of yours.
Thank you. What do your friends say to you when you tell them these kinds of things?
Oh, Jesse, let me tell you. I get called all kinds of names. I don't think I can say them on the phone right now, but
right.
Yeah, I get called all kinds of types of sellout and... Or why you try to act white, or you going against your own interests. Some of these people don't even know me, and they tell me that.
I understand. That's amazing. Well, I'm glad you're out there, Merle. I'm glad you're speaking up, because we need more people to have love and not hate, right? But be honest, but don't hate. We need more of that in America today. We don't have that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I don't believe in such things as a black church or a white church. It's just church.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Merle. I appreciate your call, man. Call me again, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right. There's a line open, 888-7753-773. Let me take Ben. He's been waiting a long time. And then we'll move forward. Hey, Ben from Colorado, thanks for calling you on the air.
Hey, is this the Dan Crenshaw show?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, hold on, Ben. He got the wrong show.
He's just joking.
What?
The iPad.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, I got you. You're talking about the congressman, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
No problem, Ben. I thought you had dialed the wrong number. That's all. Amazing.
First thing I want to say is happy early Juneteenth. Juneteenth is tomorrow. I know we all love that holiday. And also...
I don't, but okay.
Do
you celebrate White History Month?
Oh, heck yeah.
Right on. Nice.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Go ahead.
I do that every month. One thing I want to say real quick is the rapture. You spoke with a caller earlier about the rapture. The rapture is not biblical. I would... challenge anyone in the chat or anyone to give me a verse about the rapture, because it's not in the Bible. Anyway, you've made a lot of observations about the, degeneracy of America, bring back my country, where's my country gone, basically.
I want my country back.
Same. But my question to you, Jesse, is there something about Christianity that is inherently weak that doesn't allow us as patriots to want to do anything? Because Christ preached, turn the other cheek, suffer. You're supposed to suffer like Jesus. But what do Christians, pacifists, whatever, do when evil occurs, I mean, we can't turn the cheek forever, right?
When he said turn the other cheek, what did you think he meant by that?
To me, my interpretation is that when the world does something evil to you and hurts you, that you just kind of accept it and expect it more.
Not at all.
Is that wrong?
Yeah. All he means is don't hate them. You speak up, you stand up, but don't hate. That's all. Leave the anger out, but you stand up for yourself. You speak up, but don't be angry.
Okay.
When someone...
I thought that meant just take it,
No. It just means don't be angry. When someone hates you, don't hate them back.
Right.
When someone lie or cheat or steal on you, don't do it back. Don't try to get revenge. It doesn't mean you don't stand up. It just means don't be angry.
Okay. So there's a way to stand up and actually do something about the problems without being angry about it.
Especially when you're not angry. When you're not angry, Ben, there is a perfect way to deal with life. Whatever the situation might be, if you're not angry, you will be shown in a perfect way how to deal with the situation.
A caller earlier said, you know, he mentioned that thing, I guess it's not real, but the idea that women could be registered to be in the military. Part of my anger comes from this, like, world we live in where it's like, yeah, I want accelerationism. You know, I want to take feminists and all these people to their breaking point. You know, like, put your money where your mouth is. Like, okay, you want to preach these things and you want to, like, make our culture this way. Let's see if you, like, can actually do it. Does that make sense? Is that anger?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You're supposed to see injustice. You see it. You recognize it, but don't hate it. And the women that are thinking that they are even equal to men or they can compete against men and they are better than men, they're just blind and they can't see. They have no love. They have been turned away from their father and they are lost. And so they're looking for something. It's like a drug addict. They're looking for something to try to make themselves feel fulfilled, whole, and it never will. So that's why those women are doing that. They're lost. They've been turned away from their fathers as well.
How does one muster up the strength then to, like, want to change or, like, you know, like you said, where is our country going? Can we just stay that all day and not do anything? I mean, how do you muster up the strength to actually influence?
By overcoming your hell. You got to deal with your spiritual battle inside of you so that you can overcome the hell that's in you, and you will see, and seeing will show you how to deal with what's happening in your world, I mean, in the country. But you got to overcome your darkness. Are you working on yourself?
I hear you. Lately, no.
And why not?
Just because I'm in a different stage, I guess, where I'm focused more on money and just getting by day to day to, like, I don't know what working on myself actually means, to be honest, but.
Well, when you said not now, it sounded as though you were working on yourself, but you stopped. You were never working on yourself?
No, not for a while. I'm just kind of trying to survive day to day, you know?
Amazing. Why don't you work on yourself so you can live? Life was not created so you can survive. You were given life so you can live.
Yeah.
Why not work on yourself?
No, I'd like to believe that, but I'm...
How old are you?
I think it's futile, you know?
How old are you?
You know, like in the Bible, it says all vanity, all you do, any work you do, it's all vanity. It's pointless.
How old are you?
I'm in my mid-30s.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little black-pilled. I'm sorry, dude. I'm usually not this way. You sent me down this road.
Are you vain?
A what?
Are you a vain person? You spent your vanity. Are you a vain person?
No, but I mean, there's that verse about, like, trying to better yourself. Like, what's the point of trying to better yourself? Trying to better yourself won't add or take away from your life, you know? And it won't give or take away anything from what God thinks of you.
But do you... So what now? Repeat that.
God doesn't care if you better yourself or not. And the
where you get that
Christ,
from?
No, because the blood of Christ.
What?
What else was the reason for Christ coming to save us if it wasn't because we couldn't save ourselves? You can't save yourself. No matter how much you try to improve or, like, be a better person, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean by God doesn't want you to improve yourself?
I'm saying, I guess it doesn't, I guess I misspoke there. What I'm saying, it doesn't really matter.
What doesn't matter?
Improving yourself.
Why it doesn't matter?
It just doesn't. It just doesn't. If you try to improve yourself, it doesn't matter whether or not Christ died for you or not. That's the only point. Christ is the only point.
What does that mean,
right?
Christ? I don't know what that means. Christ is the only point.
The only way to salvation, the only way to the Father is through his Son.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's it. That's the only way.
And your point, and your point is what?
I'm saying there's, okay, well, let me put it this way. Can someone on death row after, like, being a serial killer, right? And who's on death row, can they be saved?
Absolutely.
Well, then there you go. And so it doesn't matter what you do, right?
I don't understand that question.
It's the blood of Christ that matters.
What do, I don't know what that means. What does that mean, the blood of Christ that matter?
Christ's sacrifice, the Lamb of God, him sacrificing himself so we can live. That's what I mean by the blood.
But you said that it's a waste of time to work on yourself, something like that. I don't remember exactly how you put it. But you said that it was a waste of time to work on yourself.
I mean, okay, if you want to do that, that's fine. But ultimately, in the end, at the very end, the final analysis, it won't matter. At Judgment Day, it won't matter whether you worked on yourself or not. Does that make sense?
No, I don't know what that means at all. What is Judgment Day?
You don't know what judgment is? Isn't that in the Bible?
No.
Okay, well, let me do some more.
What is Judgment Day?
I'm going to have to get online, and I have to research this, and then I'll call you back another day.
So you don't know?
This is what I'm seeing. I thought Judgment Day was a real thing, like whether it's decided you go to heaven or hell.
What did you think Judgment Day was?
It's when at the end of time, and God decides whether you go to heaven or hell.
Where you get that from?
Wait, that's not in the Bible for real.
Where did you get that from?
That's what I was taught, dude. I went to church as a young lad.
And why did you believe
it? That's what they told me.
Why did you believe it?
Because I was like 8, and all these adults were telling me that it was true.
And why do you believe
it?
Wait,
hold on. Judgment Day. Hold on. Someone in the chat, Jake Need Wecky. He says Judgment Day is not real. Is that true?
I want you to find out for yourself, because you need to know it. I want you to call me back when you find out if it's real or not.
I will. And
will you call me back?
Thank you for your time, Jesse.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you, man. Thanks for listening to my thoughts.
Yeah, one other quick question before you go, and because of time here. You're not working on yourself, right? Did you say you're not working on yourself?
No, not really.
Amazing. What a miserable way to live.
I mean, what's the point of, that's what I'm saying.
You said because
of
the blood.
Why is it important to improve?
What was the point of Christ coming and saving you, and you're not going to work on yourself? You said the blood, right? It's in the blood.
You can't do anything to improve yourself. I mean, you can't improve yourself so much that God finally accepts you. It doesn't make any difference whether you improve yourself or not.
Where you get that from?
Jesus is the only point. That's the point of sacrifice. I'm telling you, man.
That doesn't make any sense at all. That made zero sense. But call me back when you have some answers.
Yes, sir, I will.
Or more questions, all right?
All right, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. One line open there. Down the river said flowing, knowing she's still there. I can't see where she's going. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Ago that never fade away, and I remember your face when you hit the ground. I can recall the time and place on a midnight walk through the old streets, trying to turn back the clock to the days of old, back to the days when all the things we knew were made of gold. As the world moves on, time sings a song. In the old neighborhood.
Okay, as welcome back. 888-777-5773. You can get involved. Remember, I do personalized shout-outs for you as well. I do them myself on Cameo. Birthdays, wedding, birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-out, anniversary shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, whatever. But go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Also, check out our merch. Amazing merch. Tote bags. Mugs. Hoodies. The Great White Hope. Hoodies. The amazing Tar Baby shirt is back. It was banned. Now it's back. The hats. Big Mama Michelle, Big Mama Obama, and your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. Your daddy loved you. Your daddy didn't leave you. Daddies don't leave their children. They leave the mothers. And the White History T-shirt, July. We're going to be celebrating White History in July. JulyFeelsWhite.com. July Feels White or RebuildingTheMan.com. All of our merch, go to RebuildingTheMan.com. All right? And last but not least, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. If you need counseling, family, individual counseling, whatever, go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. All right? And don't forget to support Bond. Make a donation today. A major donation. Go and give big money. We got big work to do. All right? Before I go back to the phone, let's catch up with the Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super, super.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Mo Betta Stand Up, 5 coffees. Jesse. Love the shirt you wore on the Monday show. I'm going to steal your style. Also, your arms are quite swolled. It is amazing you find time for fitness despite working long hours, long days every day of the week. Motivating.
Thank you. I got to take care of me. When you don't have anger, you have energy left over. Ask the anchor, baby. Extra energy. Get rid of the anger. You'll be surprised what you can do in one day. Really. And we're going to get to all of your calls here in a minute. I just want to catch up with the Super Chats. Nobody answering the phones out there?
Oh, they'll snap out of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nick, get the phones. It's no longer Nick now. Yeah. Mo Betta says, with five more coffees. Well, he said, your show is where we see you 3 hours. I'm sure it is more like 8 hours a day of research and prep. Keep up the amazing job, he says.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you for your support and everything.
Well, he also does counseling. It's not just the show.
Yeah, by fall, walk in. Or Skype, all right? Anywhere in the world. Thank you.
Nice. Mo Betta with another five coffees. Food for thought. I am in Europe again with the castle in Switzerland, not in the EU, but somehow owns Brussels, the EU capital. In Germany, the 2020 census lies. 38% of the population in any village you visit is Turkish. Now Ukraine has surpassed that. They have not counted all the African immigrants who do not exist on paper anywhere since then. Still, let us go back to Turkey. I've been to Istanbul. Beautiful. Why do Turkeys who move to Germany continue to fly the Turkish flag on cars and tattoos? They get lots of free taxes from the brainwashed virtue-signaling German taxpayers.
Well, they're doing what they're doing in America. The government let it happen. They want it to happen. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. What a mess. Thank you, Mo Betta. Stand up. Appreciate it.
They get rid of all of the white countries, Mo Betta.
Yeah.
White people are not allowed to create the best. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
And then they get the free welfare from Germans.
Yeah.
Gregatron with a coffee. My coworker told me this quote. Good parents raise their kids so they can spoil their grandkids. Bad parents spoil their kids so they have to raise their grandkids. Something like that.
Interesting point.
Yeah.
Food for thought. Thank you.
That's black wisdom from Gregatron.
Amazing. Thank you.
Danny Moore bought our coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, my little boy is coming home from school making sexual comments that he's hearing from his mates with older siblings, even though he doesn't understand what they mean. What do you suggest I say? James, we'd like to hear your opinion on this being a homegrown Christian winky face emoji.
And you say?
Don't overreact to it. Just say, oh, no, that's dirty. Don't be talking like that.
Or take him out of public school.
Yeah, you could do that, too.
I would not put my child in a public school today. Public school is a trauma, and it shows a lack of love for the children, and they will destroy your child. I would take them out, but you know what's best for you, but I would take them out. Amazing. Thank you.
Age of Inversion gave a rumble rant this morning early. Not sure if you guys heard, but Asmodor passed away. Rest in peace, As.
Yeah, Hate told me about that this morning. If that's true, may Asmodor's soul rest in peace.
Yep.
He was always underground, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if he's underground, how do people know he died?
According to a news report from an underground news website, this news website is made by this guy who co-hosted with Asmodor just on Saturday, and he got a call from his mother saying that he died.
Oh, man. May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah, yesterday morning.
And he was never caught by the police, right?
Apparently
not.
Wouldn't
he all run from the cops?
That's what I heard. I heard that he had, like, a bench warrant because he wouldn't show up because they were trying to sue him or something like that over the Charlottesville mess.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, if it's true, may his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
57 years old.
Oh, that's young.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Pablo bought a coffee. What's the president of El Salvador doing over there when we need him over here?
What you doing over there when we need him over here? Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Amazing. Thank you.
Beautiful. Pablo asks, and is Hassan Allahu Akbar a person? If so, aren't dogs considered unclean? More reason to drop that dog, Hassan.
That's a good point. Very interesting. But I don't think he's not Muslim.
Nope.
He's a Christian like his mama, not a Muslim like his daddy.
Yeah.
He followed his mother.
He's Christian, Jewish, and Muslim.
What a mess. All in one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Urinal Chills with a Rumble. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Thank you.
Good morning, DRTs and Alpha Jerkies.
Nice. Good morning. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia. Says, I love the eye patch on the Jesse doll. LOL. Lots of laughs.
Oh, I didn't see that. Right on. Nice.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
JLP,
I had not even noticed that.
I know. I hadn't either until I saw chat talking about it.
Right on.
What the?
Thank you. I saw I did that.
It's me, Xenia, monthly supporter, says, JLP got some great polos. Love this patriotic one. You got an American flag polo player on a horse.
Amazing.
The polo stick. Other side. Nice.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
I'm not putting enough effort into my silent prayer, so I keep going unconscious. I'm not staying present with God, so the thoughts take control, and I believe the lie that the flesh is stronger than my spirit.
Interesting. Wow, I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. But thank you for responding. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Games for Rec with a couple of diamonds. Now the horse needs a patch. Ki-ki-ki-ki-ki.
No wonder Jesse put this saddle, this back thing up here on the head of the horse.
Yeah.
He couldn't see what they were doing.
That's funny.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cushman 420 says with a diamond, JLP lost his eye fighting in God's holy war. Salute emoji.
Salute. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on Rumble, a few more Rumble rants. Don says, was the rapture the 500 souls raised from the dead when Jesus was risen? That makes so much sense, Jesse. I love your boldness in Christ. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Pepperoni says, preach it, Pastor.
It's the pastor. It's Pastor Sunday. Amazing. Pastor Day. Thank you.
Dawn says, tell caller life on earth will be known by their fruit in heaven. Does he want pits and twigs for eternity? Murderers probably won't have a delicious fruit going, only escaping the fire.
Amazing. Thank you.
Dawn says with a Bible quote, Matthew 27:52-53, speaks of souls raising up from the dead for the caller who asked.
Amazing. Thank you.
Urinal Chills has a song tip. A song tip from a past guest on the Jesse Lee Peterson show, the late, great Charlie Daniels. Remember you interviewed him?
I did.
He died several years ago.
Amazing.
He says, what the world needs.
That was amazing. I interviewed him.
I know. That was one of my early days as producer.
Yeah, that's when we were doing serious radio and not play internet.
Serious as in not just joking around.
Right.
Not serious as in Sirius XM. No. This was legit terrestrial radio.
Yeah, we were doing radio before internet came about. Says, amazing.
Says what the world needs is a few more rednecks.
That's for sure. If ever we needed rednecks, we need them now. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin says with three coffees, Jesse with the eye patch looks like Captain Alpha Male. Happy Juneteenth. Ha ha.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Three coffees.
Yeah, thank you.
Very generous 20 coffees from Gen C. Good morning, JLP Universe. Juneteenth, fun fact. One of your Fallen State guests, rapper Topher, released a song called Juneteenth last year. Maybe worth a listen to. Big smile. The video is pretty cool. Have a great day, everyone.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Gen C, and thank you, guys. I do believe... Oh, no. Kid Combo 1.0 with a diamond. Or Kid Combo 1. Jesse, don't get your witty humor. Stop it. Jesse doesn't get your witty humor. Stop it, white callers.
What?
Some of these callers are like, is this the Dan Crenshaw
show? Oh, I thought that...
Put him on hold. Wrong show.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you guys now. That's all for now.
Right on. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Amazing. Amazing how fast time goes by. Let me go to Lynn, a first-time caller out of Kentucky. Oh, Lynn's gone. I wanted to get to Lynn's call. She had a very interesting question. Lynn, call me back. Let me go to Canada. and talk to the first-time caller, Ben. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse? What you doing, bro?
All is well, Ben. Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, I just want to ask you, bro, what you think about the Great White Hope losing his case?
Well, he hasn't lost it yet. They're going to appeal.
Oh, he's going to appeal?
Yeah.
But that means he lost it, though.
No, not yet. When the appeal happens, yeah, the final decision will be made.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, so I just want to ask you.
What do you think about
going up?
What do you think about him?
I think he's good. Like, I want to see the wall go up, but it better be a good wall, not no easy wall, right?
Yeah. No, when he get back, if he get in, the wall going up. He will complete the wall.
Okay.
That's for sure. Yeah.
All right, then.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
Amazing. So, according to the reports, for the Great White Hope, Donald Trump will appeal. He will appeal. I want to quickly, and then I'm going to get to your call. Don't worry. I'm getting to everybody. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. I want to give you a couple more examples of my country not coming back. My country is gone, and I have accepted the fact that it's gone. And I would advise, do what you want, but you too, to accept it and then start working on you. Because hell is on earth inside of human beings, and you're seeing hell like you've never seen it before. So if you missed the first hour, make sure you check out the first hour. All right? They're having so-called Pride Month this month. They've been doing this for a while now in our country. And it's gotten so bad. And I never thought that, again, I just didn't imagine that my country would become a third world country. And it is. And it's happening, right? It was already in the making, I hear, but it just happened fast now because of the type of government we have. And this is from about these police down in Florida, I believe. I don't know where I get the sound bite. Nick them are not telling me, so I'll move on to something else. Let me hear this.
Libs of TikTok.
What's that?
Libs of TikTok.
Libs of TikTok? Oh, thank you. There is something called Libs of TikTok. And according to this Libs of TikTok thing, the Tampa Police Department announces gay police badge for Pride Month. Watch this from Libs of TikTok. Watch this.
We all want to feel safe and respected, no matter who we are. Our newest commemorative badge, one of nine that members of the department can choose to collect or wear, is a symbol of our department's commitment to serving members of the LGBTQ+ community with understanding. By fostering open communication, we can make sure that everyone feels comfortable reaching out to the police whenever they need help. The badge incorporates the rainbow flag, as well as the five-color chevron that represents people of color and the transgender community. Together, these colors symbolize the continued progress for marginalized groups within the LGBTQ+ community and the forward movement for inclusion within society. This badge can be a conversation starter, a way to show that we are allies, and a symbol of safety for those who might be hesitant to interact with the police.
We're here to listen, learn, and help you with anything that works towards creating a feeling of a safer, more inclusive community for everyone.
Amazing. This is one of amongst the dumbest idea I ever heard of. This is one of the dumbest ideas I ever heard of. My country is gone. I want my country back. A badge should just be a badge, represent the police. And it shouldn't be about people of color. They always include the people of color when they want to get their hell through, right? This is why women should not be, in not only in the military, but they should not be police either. They bring in all this mess. They bring in all this mess. And if the so-called gay people feel not safe with the police, don't call them. All you gotta do is not call them. And don't break the law. But my country is gone. My country is gone. Did you ever imagine that you would hear such nonsense? And then they play the soft music and they say these soft words to try to make it sound right. My country's gone. It is no longer Tears of Thee. It's over now. And unfortunately, the Constitution's done with, and the generations, the Z generation, millennials and Zs, and then the generations to come after that, they won't even know what my country was, how amazing it used to be. They won't even know because this is all that they're going to get. And it's going to get worse. It will get worse. My country is so far gone now, it is over. I'm wondering how many of you out there can live free? It's country and western day. How many of you can just be free? I'm wondering how many people are afraid to live like this. Watch this soundbite from X.
So that I got a ride real quick and I was going out of there.
Do you hitchhike with bare feet?
In the summertime, yes. But not in the wintertime. It's not healthy to go barefoot in the wintertime.
No driver's license, no identification. What about Social Security card?
I don't have one. No. My parents did establish a Social Security number for me, like, and the card said not valid unless signed. So I never signed it. And then I studied the issue, and I decided to revoke my Social Security number.
So in a way, you don't exist.
Yeah, yeah. And I had a birth certificate, but there was a flood, and it washed away. So I don't have that either. I don't exist in the eyes of the government, but I do exist in the lives of people that know me and my Father in heaven.
I have no clue what happened to Titus. He took off somewhere out there. But I know I can call him, so let me just give it a shot here. Oh,
hello.
Hello, Titus.
Hey. Hello, Peter.
This is the office.
Yes.
So this is where you take all the landline calls.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
So you got to come out of the house if someone calls.
Yep.
So why do you have the phone out of the house? A distraction?
Yeah. Like if I'm studying my Bible or something, I don't want to be interrupted. I come out here to check messages, and when it's convenient for me on my schedule, I come and then I'm going.
This is how you get your water?
Yes. I've got a little gutter on the back of this shed here, and it just fills up this rain barrel, and then I just dip it out.
No filter?
Mm-mm.
So it didn't really tell you what the guy was about in the beginning of this. I thought it would, but this guy been living out there on his own forever, right? And that's what you see there. And according to the Daily Mail, according to the Daily Mail, farmer with no government ID who lives off-grid is in remote Appalachia, reveals he finally found a girlfriend who loved his isolated lifestyle after spending years living alone in the woods without internet, running water, or electricity. Now he's about to catch hell. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
Thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Thailand has so-called marriage equality. What a euphemism for a fake thing, huh? And Vivek Murthy, not to be confused with Ramaswamy. This is Obama, Biden, Surgeon General, wants to put a warning label on social media. Mama spirit. This is the end of hour two of Country and Western Tuesday. There is one line open. You can call in. It is 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. It is June 18th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour three. Hake news happening now, and then the hour three is coming right up. Thailand will become the first nation in Southeast Asia, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, to legalize so-called same-sex marriage, which doesn't exist. After the kingdom's, it's a kingdom, did you know that? Senate approved a marriage equality, also no such thing, bill today, with supporters calling it a monumental step forward for LGBTQ plus rights, so-called rights. What a mess, huh? Thailand has always been somewhat perverted, right? It's where a lot of people, perverted people go to be perverted, I heard. Thailand's Senate voted overwhelmingly in favor of passing the bill. 130 lawmakers supporting the measure, 4 opposed it. There is always a remnant. And who knows what among those remnants are people of actual real love. But the result of the vote means Thailand will become the only the third place in Asia to allow for marriage equality after Taiwan, dirty, evil Taiwan, communist liberals, legalized so-called same-sex marriage in 2019, and Nepal in 2023. Meanwhile, in the United States, six states blocked the evil Biden administration's new protections for LGBTQ plus students on Monday. The new rules require schools to protect students from all so-called sex discrimination amid a recent spate of laws aimed at limiting the so-called rights of LGBTQ plus Americans. What a mess, huh? A little update on the River Seine, S-E-I-N-E, that runs through Paris. It's going to be the site of the 2024 Olympics. Paris is, right? 2024? I think so. Summer Olympics. For 100 years, French officials have banned swimming in the River Seine due to the river's pollution levels. Crews in Paris have been attempting to clean up the water to make it a centerpiece for the 2024 Olympic Games. No such luck. Paris is still dirty. Recent testing shows the Seine may still not be safe for swimming due to high E. coli bacteria levels. Don't open your mouth. Don't drink the water. It's terrible. Potentially exposing athletes to health risks. And Dr. Tom Frieden, former director of the CDC from the Obama years, 2009 to 2017, calling on U.S. health officials to ramp up testing and tracking of the H5N1 bird flu. Frieden believes the U.S. response to the virus has been fragmented and inadequate. He may be right, I don't know, compared to other countries with more rapid and effective measures for preventing bird flu outbreaks. They bring in the problem, and then they swoop in to save us, and it's a mess. Terrible. Speaking of terrible, the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, not Vivek Ramaswamy, wants to treat social media giants like tobacco companies. In an op-ed published in the New York Slimes, the failing New York Slimes yesterday, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy called on Congress to add a warning label to social media platforms, saying the platforms can cause adverse health effects. Warning labels like the ones you see on alcohol and tobacco products require approval by Congress. Historically, they've been effective, according to the ladies at the Skim, the far-left females. When the government put warning labels on cigarette packages nearly 60 years ago, roughly 42% of U.S. adults smoked cigarettes. But by 2021, that percentage had fallen to 11.5. And you can thank the warning labels for it. Give me a break. Okay, whatever. Experts continue to study the potential link between social media and mental health crisis affecting children and teenagers. Haven't reached a consensus yet, right? Some studies have found negative effects, including research from 2019 linking more than 3 hours of daily social media use to increased mental health risks. 46% of teens 2022 felt worse about their bodies due to social media. I'm James Hake, now back to GLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already, folks. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, as I said. I didn't know that Jesse had a thing on his eye. Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Amazing, huh? Don't forget to follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, Jesse Lee Peterson on X, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, and all that good stuff, all right? And if you're busy and you can't listen to this, watch the show because you're running around, you can be listening live on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are. You can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. All right. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
I want to, I'm going to talk to AJ first and then while my experts are coming in. I have a question for the experts. And I want, we talked about this person before, and I'm still not understanding the assignment. And my experts are coming in. And while they're coming in, let me go to first time caller, AJ, out of Utah. He's been waiting a minute. AJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Hey,
real quick before I get into my point, I just want to thank you so much. The silent prayer and practicing forgiveness, especially for my parents, has been honestly life-changing. I listen to you every day, and I just absolutely love what you're doing, and it certainly works for me.
Well, stay with it, AJ. It's only gets better.
Right on. So I wanted to give you a little pushback on something that I think you've said in the past, considering police brutality.
Okay.
And I firmly believe that police brutality is a pretty major issue. I just don't think it has anything to do with racism. And I think that groups like BLM have co-opted an issue that actually exists and made it, just like they do about everything, about racism. I think police brutality exists, and it's because of fear and ego and weakness. And I see it all the time. I was watching a video on YouTube the other day, and the police shot this guy and killed him, and he was having a mental health crisis. And I just noticed that these cops are so fearful, and they have absolutely no de-escalation skills, and they end up having to take people's lives that they otherwise probably wouldn't have to take because they're scared, and they panic, and they pull the trigger, and they shoot people. And I just see it all the time. You know, I was a bartender for a long time working in dive bars, very dangerous places. And we had all kinds of people that would come in there with weapons, having mental health crises, and somehow nobody got shot. The police never got called. We were able just to talk to people and get them along their way. I'm just wondering, have you noticed that with police?
I know that in any organization, you're going to find some bad in there. I know that because of good and evil, right? You're going to find some bad people. But police brutality is not a thing in the way that the blacks have made it. And the blacks have made it that way because they're trying to gain something for themselves. They want money and power. And so yep. they have done that in order to control other blacks, to keep them overreacting to the police and all that. That's that shot, that thing you caught, you saw on the TV. You say you saw on TV some guy getting shot, but he had mental issues?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a bunch of videos online.
And so was the guy just standing there and the police just went by and shot him?
No.
What was he doing?
Well, first of all, he had a knife. So this isn't like these aren't dangerous people.
So why would you call that police brutality then if he had a knife and the cop, it sounded like he had nothing was going on and the cop just went about and shot him?
What I'm saying is that if there was police that were trained in de-escalation skills and that weren't walking around with fear and ego, they probably could have talked that guy down as a
No, that's not the police job. The police department is not a social service camp. The police yeah. is to stop the criminal by any means necessary.
I just don't see how it would be a bad thing for police to be better trained at dealing with mental health.
Right? That's not their job.
I just think that
the police don't know what someone is thinking. The cops don't know what a person is thinking, how they're going to act. And they got to look out for their lives and their partner's life. They don't have time to try to figure out what's this guy up to. Let me take him over to Social Security.
Yeah. Well, I guess I see your point, and I certainly agree that.
That's not the job of the cop.
No, it's not. I just that... anything that you do, it's always better to have more skills than less skills.
No, you're supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to be perfect in your skill. But in our country today, they're making police become like mama to everybody. Oh, are you mentally ill, baby? Let me not lock you up. Let me not shoot you until I find out if you're mentally ill. That's not the way the cops operate. It's too risky, and it's not their job to do that.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I just think it'd be better if they had a little bit better de-escalation skills.
No,
we might have.
I think they move too slow. Oh,
all righty, man. Well, I'm gonna call back again. I have a lot of stuff I'd like to talk to you about. Sometime.
Okay.
I've been through a lot in my life, and I really appreciate you taking my call. Have a good one, man.
Anytime, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Amazing. The cops are not supposed to be like mama. Let me do this, and then I'm going to get back to the phones and your super chat. My experts are here, and I have not discussed this with them at all. I don't know what they're really thinking about it, and they don't know what I'm thinking about this, and I want to know what y'all think, all right? This is from YouTube, and we spoke about this woman before on YouTube. Joel gave it to me, I believe. He black. First of all, let me introduce the expert to those who might not be aware of them. Way over at my far right is the Anchor Baby. And the Anchor Baby is the host of the American Anchor Baby show, Monday through, what?
It's kind of dark, if I could.
Oh, I can turn on that light for him.
He black. Keep going. It's the American Anchor Baby, and his show is Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday from noon to whatever time, at noon.
Two.
And then at on noon to two. And then on Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific time. The American A-Baby, he's an expert here. And to his far right is doing a Friday TV. He black.
We have to move this guy first.
Far right.
Don't touch Jesse. Don't hurt his eye. Yeah.
That's sorry. Awesome.
Whoa.
Wow.
Jesse got to go for the expert section.
That's black privilege right there.
That's right.
There we go.
Amazing. Joy of Friday TV, the host of Joy of Friday TV, Monday through Thursdays at 4 p.m. and an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And to his far right is the Hake Report, James Hake, the Hake Report, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11, and also an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. So I wanted to play this soundbite and then get the response from the expert before I put my little two cents in. This is from YouTube. What's her name?
Sadia Khan.
What?
Sadia.
Sadia.
Khan.
Khan.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because you.
What?
Go ahead.
Sadia Khan, also known as Sadia Psychologist.
Psychology,
Psychology. On a podcast called Impact Theory with Tom Brokaw.
By Lou.
What?
By Lou. Brokaw. Yeah, the letters.
Is Tom Bailu black?
White guy.
Oh, Tom Bailu. He speaks on what both women and men appreciates in relationship. So they're having this conversation about relationship. This woman, Sadie Khan, and Tom Bailu. Watch this soundbite. First soundbite.
Now, a woman's instinct is always to be somewhat looked after. It doesn't even have to be financial, but just knowing that a man looks after, that could mean, did you get home safe? Did you, was work okay? Did you get on your flight okay? Just checking in. Women really value that. Yeah, that checking in, whether it's financial investment or emotional investment, they need it in order to feel safe. For a man, the nurturing is really important for him. That nurture is their way of understanding you appreciate them. When you nurture them, they take it to mean you love and appreciate me. When you don't nurture them, they take it to mean that I'm an ATM here and no one cares about me. So they get drastic with their responses.
Amazing.
Why are you laughing now?
I'm laughing at you.
I like you laughing.
So you say?
Well, I wanted to see what you guys thought about it because
and what are you
she gave a talk about.
Should I play both sides by or just one at a time?
Just play that one at a time.
And what do you think about what she just said?
Well, I want to go last. I want to hear what you guys did because I've seen this before. I'm the one that brought the clip.
That's so why I want you to.
No, but
I
want to
hear what you
said. No. I want to hear you guys' like genuine opinion about what
they're
going to
be genuine. I want it's your thing, and I really want to hear what you think about it first.
But why gotta go last? Can I opt to go last or you really want me to go first?
I want you to go first. This time at least.
Okay. So she basically talks about how men view women or how women like to be viewed, which is they want to be looked after. So let's just say, for example, if a woman is going to the airport, right? Somebody's taking her to the airport. She'd like for a man to, when she gets there, say, hey, did you get there safe? And look after her in that way.
Right.
So that's what she talks about as far as women. So she also says men, but I wanted to do the women first, and then we get to the men.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think that that's a thing that women like, and I think that that's a normal thing for women to like, is for a guy to want to look after her or to her to be concerned about what he thinks as far as her safety goes and so on and so forth.
And you think that's normal?
I think that that's good.
You think it's normal, you said?
I think it's normal.
Why? And why do you think it's normal?
Because it's in women's nature to look to men for that kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Nick?
So I wish I could ask her more what she means what is this nurturing? I'd like to know what she means by the nurturing and what that looks like. And she's put together some words that sound fine, like, because we all know that women want to be protected. We know these things. So it sounds right. But, I wish I could hear her out more. But it feels a little bit like how do I put this? You know how for a lot of people, especially women, just saying that I'm looking after you, just saying and acting that I'm the man is enough? And so she sounds like she's okay with that. Like, just seem like it. Just text her even if you don't want to. Like, text her.
Going through the motions.
Like, go through the motions. And that's enough for the psychologist expert. That's love. And then when it's the man, she basically made it sound like you got to cater to his emotions. He's not going
to. We'll come back to the man.
We'll come back to
the man. We want to hold off on the man.
My bad.
Okay. Any more on that, Nick?
No.
What she said about the woman thing?
The woman thing.
Is that normal?
Normal.
For a woman to want that?
It's normal, but why does it make me... Why does it piss me off? Like, what the heck?
Children
are listening. I don't need that. I don't want that. You shouldn't either.
So is that normal for women to want that?
I'll say normal in that it's common.
Is it normal for a man to...
Like, good. Is it good?
I don't know if she wants that? From what I heard Sadia say in that, I don't call that what she's talking about good. It's hard to know what exactly she even means, but I can't call it good. It sounds like surface, outward stuff.
Okay.
So far, with the woman thing.
And you say it's normal, right?
I think it's normal.
And the man shouldn't do it.
Right. Okay. I think that... Exactly.
All right. And you say hank to what she said?
It sounded pretty uncontroversial to me that a woman typically wants to be protected and taken care of. Well, not taken care of, but yes, taken care of, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't catch what she said or meant by the word nurturing.
Do we need to play that soundbite?
Play it again. You can play it again.
Yeah, let's play that particular soundbite from YouTube. Watch this.
Let's play it.
Now, a woman's instinct is always to be somewhat looked after. It doesn't even have to be financial, but just knowing that a man looks after, that could mean, did you get home safe? Did you was work okay? Did you get on your flight okay? Just checking in. Women really value that. Yeah, that checking in, whether it's financial investment or emotional investment, they need it in order to feel safe. For a man, the nurturing is really important for him. That nurture is their way of understanding you appreciate them. When you nurture them, they take it to mean you love and appreciate me. When you don't nurture them, they take it to mean that I'm an ATM here and no one cares about me. So they get drastic with their responses.
Oh.
Okay. You say.
So it sounded like she was talking about men, too, wanting nurture. But anyway.
Yeah, I want to deal with the woman's part first.
Yeah. Okay. So what I thought of, though, is that a lot of times this is feeding the woman's ego of, you know, how she's like, you don't open the door for me. You don't do this for me. You never check in. And men, I've noticed oftentimes, like, they become whipped where they have to check in. They better check in if they're out of town every day at this time, and twice a day, three times a day, and at night, and also when just thinking of you.
Yeah, like, it's like it becomes like a regimen to follow.
And so is that normal for a woman to want that?
To a certain extent, yes, but not out of control.
Okay.
And what do you think? About the women only.
About the women?
Yeah.
I think that any man that even attempt to do that and keeping the woman in hell, that's all ego. That is control, because a man is supposed to show the woman, the husband, in case that she has a husband.
Yeah.
How to come out of the hell. That's all ego. A man would go nuts keeping up with that kind of stuff, because the more he does it, the more she's going to want. And that is not normal for women to want that. That's an abnormal state of being. A man should never try to please a woman. And any man that does that, he does it for two reasons only. Number one, he wants that. Number two, he's afraid of his woman.
I just don't see it that way.
Facts.
I see it in the way of that, like...
Oh, that's all ego. He's supposed to help her overcome the hell, not nursing the hell in her.
Well, I don't think that is hell. I don't think he's nursing the hell.
Why you got to be called, oh, did you make it to the airport? We didn't hear anything about a crash.
Well, I mean, there's always, like, the idea that a father-daughter, you know, like a father has a relationship with his daughter to where like a father's responsibility is to take care of the daughter. But then there's also sentiment that, you know, I thought we shared here where the wife becomes like the eldest daughter, the eldest child. So the father and the husband still are responsible for the wife, and they do protect the wife. They do protect in that way, to where they're also still kind of like leading them and guiding them out of the hell by protecting them. I think that
but a father would never raise his daughter where he got to check on her all the time. He would raise the daughter just like the son, make her independent, make her free. Call her to see that she make, for example, the airport thing, call her to see that she make it to the airport. He's doing what this woman wants, building the ego of the daughter, because now she's going to expect everybody to check on her.
Well, yeah, like James said, you know, I get what you're saying, too, because, well, like James said also is that, like, not to an extent to where it becomes, like, now she's, like, dependent upon that, but naturally it's in her because she doesn't have the, she can be independent, but I don't think that women have the complete independence to be independent on the guidance of a man. Independent. There you go.
I know, independent.
Independent on a male's guidance. She's always going to need
the male's
guidance.
Because they have not had a father to guide them. That's why they don't.
Yeah, I totally think they could.
If they had a male father, they would have that.
But they still, as a female nature, still loves to be...
No, that's the devil's nature. That's called control.
I don't think so.
Like I said, It feels that thing in them feels good when you give them the attention.
Yeah.
But I don't see what's wrong with it. What's wrong with that?
You keep them in hell.
Feelings.
Yeah, but, it's ego.
But see, that's the thing. Is that, like,
your daughter
we're
to
talking
be,
about making this feeling
switch on you.
Okay,
you know?
Well, let's go to the.
You're saying like you want them stronger. You want them well.
Right.
Are you doing the exact opposite?
Well, you still got at the same time. You still got to understand the nature of the woman. You know,
well, that's
she's
the abnormal
understanding,
nature.
Right? But like
that's the hell nature. Why would you want to cater to the hell nature in her?
You know,
that's where Satan come from.
That's why I got ticked off.
I just disagree. I don't think that is. I'm not saying that it's not.
That's why this ticks me off. I know I'm wrong for getting ticked off, but I knew that I was onto something.
But well, that doesn't necessarily mean that. It's true that what you're feeling, but
not what I'm feeling, but I know I'm right.
Trust your feelings, Nick.
but I'm just saying that, like, I don't think that it's as bad as that what people make it out to be. I think
what
that,
do you mean
it,
by that,
like, innately, haha.
What do you mean? I don't know what that means.
I think naturally it's in the woman to want to be protected and guided.
Yeah, but it's unnatural nature.
No, but I don't think it's unnatural because from. If the woman was created from the man, right, as the rib, to be led, to be guided in the same way that Christ guided the church, just like it says in the scripture. So I think just like we're guided by God, you know, we're still dependent on God to
lead us
and guide us.
But God
ain't
gonna call to make sure you made it to the airport.
Yeah, we don't really hear from God.
But I'm saying that, like, speak for yourself. No, but what I'm saying is that we depend on God to lead us and guide us, period. It doesn't matter how independent we are, independent we think we are, no matter what, at the end of the day, we depend on God. Women also have to depend on the guidance of masculinity for them to understand direction in life.
No, that's not true. The woman can go straight to the father herself.
Well, the father is
masculine. She just should not, even her husband... She should not resent him and his weakness, and by not resenting him, she's able to go to the Father.
Straight to God.
Right. And so, but if she resented her husband, then she won't be able.
God is masculine.
It's not
either way, she's depending on something.
It's not the man that the woman is relying on. It's the spirit of the Father in the man.
Exactly.
That's guiding the woman, not the man himself.
Right.
If that's masculine, I want my girl to be masculine.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like she's being guided by the...
Not what that man you were saying.
but she's being guided by the masculine spirit, whether it's from the man or whether it's from
That woman ain't hardly saying that at all.
Okay, well, let's go to the man.
James, you about to say before last word about the woman thing. Were you about to say something?
I forget.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the man thing.
So, yeah, but we would have
to be or talk about nurture.
Wait, you said what?
My bad. You were.
Which one?
I was saying, do you want to play clip B or talk about the nurture part that she just
said? Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the nurture part of the man.
Remember she mentioned that? That's
right
in
the first hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys remember what he said?
Let's hear it again.
Let's hear it again.
The nurture part of a man.
Okay.
Now, a woman's instinct is always to be somewhat looked after. It doesn't even have to be financial, but just knowing that a man looks after, that could mean, did you get home safe? Was work okay? Did you get on your flight okay? Just checking in. Women really value that. Yeah, that checking in, whether it's financial investment or emotional investment, they need it in order to feel safe. For a man, the nurturing is really important for him. That nurture is their way of understanding you appreciate them. When you nurture them, they take it to mean you love and appreciate me. When you don't nurture them, they take it to mean that I'm an ATM here and no one cares about me. So they get drastic with their responses.
Okay, so
can I have them take...
Oh, now you... What the, now I'm ready to go.
Okay. That was not right.
No, go the way you feel like it should go.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll make my last point about the... So I don't think that people need to...
The men thing, right?
Just the last point about what she said about the girl thing, and then you can go this way.
Well, we are on the men.
I know, but I was going to say, well, in general, for both, is that I don't think anybody needs these things, but I don't think it's wrong to be that guy who checks in because it's appreciated by the women. They like it in the same way that guys like to be respected. So before you can go this way as far as the men thing, we'll go this way.
You want to do it that way?
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, you say about the men part.
So the thing with what I'm talking about was Sadia said.
Right.
And the way she said it and all that. Again, I wish I could hear out more, but I get the impression that when women talk like this, they hate men. And here's what I mean. She's saying – she hates the weakness of the man, but won't even say it, and instead is willing to just cope with it. You understand what I'm saying? She's like, "Oh, you got to nurture him because if you don't, he'll get drastic with his because he'll just feel like an ATM."
Yeah.
That's a woman that hates that man. She's just like, "Just nurture him. Just nurture him so he'll stop acting up." That's a woman that hates that man.
Amazing. You say?
Yeah. So.
About the men.
About the men. So I can agree to there being a fine line between, you're doing it to please this person, and if you don't please them, then you're going to lose them. It shouldn't be about that. But why I think that it's okay and it's good and you should do it is because
What she said?
Yeah, what she said, like either for the women or the men, but we're talking about the men. That men do like to be, I guess she used the word nurtured. That wouldn't be the word I would use.
She's right about that, though.
But, like, men do like that because of the fact that, like, say, for example, a man is working a long day at work, and he's, like, tired, and he wants to come home and relax. And then she has, you know, stuff like food on the table ready. Stuff like, whatever he has going on at night, she has that taken care of. So when he just kind of just slides into that thing. So men do appreciate that. And when a woman doesn't do it, then it's like an extra burden onto him that he has to deal with when he comes home, and he doesn't want to have to deal with that. So men do like that. It's not like every man needs that because not every man is going to get married. But a nice home-cooked meal after a long day, or the laundry being done, dishes are washed, the house is clean, that's appreciated.
And so you're saying, you agreeing with her that the woman should nurture the man because he paid the bills and all that kind of stuff?
That a man, she's saying that a man appreciates that and that helps the relationship, and I agree.
Okay. What? hey, hold that thought. Let me take a quick break. We'll finish this up with you. And we have one more soundbite to that, right, Joel?
Yeah, we got one more.
Okay.
We got one
more. And then we'll finish that. The treasure chest now is not open on D-Line. And we got to get to your calls on this and whatever else you want to talk about, folks. Back in a moment.
We have a counseling service
And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Joel Friday TV. And after E-Black, and after Joel Friday TV, The American Anchor, baby, at 12 noon Pacific time. Energy given to him by God. And also, no women's forum this month, ladies. This Thursday night is the third Thursday of the month, believe it or not, but no women's forum. If the Lord is willing, we'll pick it up in July. The third Thursday of July, all right? And so remind the other ladies whom you may hang out with or may be coming, let them know no meeting this Thursday night for the ladies. I want to just finish up with this take some calls and super chats. We're talking about this woman on YouTube by the name of Sadia Khan. She's supposed to be also known as Sadia Psychology.
Yeah.
Is she like a pretend psychologist or is she a real one?
Is she the real deal? You can't tell?
No. she's a real one.
But you don't okay, out of all the like as far as like different women that you've talked to,
right.
Or different, you don't think that she seems decent, like she makes some sense?
No, she said what they all say. Especially with degrees.
But we're giving.
Blasphemy.
She's not saying anything different than they all say.
I think she, to be honest, she's probably one of the people. Now, she's very intellectual, and I don't always agree with everything she says, but.
Let me do this because of time.
Okay, go.
Only because of time. I will get you some call. And she's having this conversation with a guy on something called Impact Theory.
Yeah.
With Tom Bailu.
By Lou.
And they are talking about both women and men appreciation in relationship. And this is from YouTube. Here's where Tom asked Sadia
Khan,
should a woman submit to a man? And I haven't seen it yet, so it's new to me too. Watch this.
Let me ask, should a woman
submit
to a man's leadership?
I think that when you meet a man who is such a safe bet and so secure, submission is a natural consequence. Now, if you refuse to do that because you don't see, like, it just goes against everything, the narrative you've been taught, you're depriving yourself of a really beautiful relationship. I'm not saying submit to every man, but a good man who cares about your well-being, you'd be a fool not to submit to him. You'd be a fool to argue with him. You'd be missing out on a great connection simply because you want to maintain your independence. But independence is overrated.
Amazing. James, you say?
I think that there's some truth to that. Like, that's kind of sometimes how it happens. But you'll notice that women really hate, a lot of women really just hate, really, really hate the men who are really men. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Like, for example, the women's overreaction to Trump, women's overreaction to you when you face anybody's overreaction to you when you confront them themselves. Turn on the AC, by the way. And so it's like a it's always an escape hatch. It's kind of like, oh, we'll obey the man as the man submits to Christ. That's an excuse. They use that as an excuse. Oh, you're not being a man, so I'm not going to be a woman.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you say?
I think that most women, even if the man is real, most women today will not, should reject him. Should reject him because.
Submitted to him?
Yeah, should reject because they don't recognize what true masculinity looks like. But I think that there are women out there who, if a man is really masculine and he's in his role as a man, then they'll submit to him naturally, and they won't have to question it or second guess, especially the ones that have been raised by a father. They'll just see it and cling to it and appreciate it. But, you know, men also are weak, so they're not seeing those examples.
And so you agree with what she said?
I agree 100%.
About the men?
Yeah, that women will submit to men if he's a truly masculine man.
Okay. Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing? That's a question.
You say that.
That's a psychologist. She's a verified psychologist after that one. I'm messing around a little bit, but I do essentially agree with what she said, that it's a natural thing. It will happen naturally. I can't help but nitpick a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't help but get in there and nitpick because I wonder – here's the thing, like I was saying on Sunday on the leading thing. What is a man supposed to do physically to lead another woman? Like, no, it has to do with himself. He first is leading or doing well himself, and just by example, it just rubs off. So I feel like that's kind of what she's talking about, but I don't really know what she's getting at because I also heard, like James said, the little escape hatch. I hear it all the time. Well, I'll do it naturally because I'm not doing it naturally, so you must not be a man. I don't really have to do it.
Kind of thing.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then you.
A woman should submit to her husband without any criteria at all.
Right.
And this woman have criteria. The man has to be a certain kind of man for the woman to submit, in her opinion. This woman's dumb. and that's what women do, and James kind of mentioned it. If they are Christian women, they say, well, I'll submit to him, and Lord, he submit to the Lord. But they're looking at this man, and they got this standard in their mind that the man have to live up to in order to do that, right?
Yeah.
Which would always be wrong. A woman is supposed to submit to the man because she's see that that's the right thing to do, not based on what she thinks he should or should not do, or should or should not be. She does it because she's married to this guy, and she's supposed to submit to her husband.
Yeah.
But these women like to set the standard of what I'll submit if. And that's not a submission.
I agree 100% about that. And I don't think, but I don't agree with her being dumb.
He didn't mean that. But, he was just kidding.
And also,
I meant like but dumb, that's intellectually dumb.
But she's been taught the wrong stuff. But that's but
is she a Christian?
She said that though.
That she's dumb.
She said that that men that she's actually, you know, pushing for women to submit to their husbands. So
certain criteria.
But not on certain criteria. That's not what she did.
Said if they're this way.
No, I mean, I don't think that's how she meant it.
Oh, she didn't mean to say it that way?
She meant it that way.
Oh, she meant it somehow. How do you know what she meant?
Just for men to
how are the ladies listening supposed to know that?
Okay, but listen.
And how do you know?
But can we give her, can any of us give her?
Are you dating this woman?
I called her a psychologist.
But can we give her?
Are you dating this woman?
But can we give her credit?
Y'all talking about it last night on Pillow Talk.
Can we give her some credit that she's talking about submission, or do we just think that she's just flat out dumb?
I called her a psychologist.
Does she get any credit for having a smart, like some type of a smart, like, direction.
But she's no different than the other female psychologists.
And but she's talking about submission, and she's saying that women should submit to men. So should we at least not give her credit for saying that she women should submit to men.
But not based on their criteria.
But she didn't say based on
their
criteria.
Yes, she did.
No, she...
Why is this? Okay, she said, according to them, they have to be in law as a man is this.
You added those words, but let's hear.
Essentially. Shall we play it again?
Yeah, one more time, real fast.
Let me ask, should a woman
yeah.
submit to a man's leadership?
I think that when you meet a man who is so is such a safe bet and so secure, submission is a natural consequence. Now, if you refuse to do that because you don't see, like, it just goes against everything, the narrative you've been taught, you're depriving yourself of a really beautiful relationship. I'm not saying submit to every man, but a good man who cares about your well-being, you'd be a fool not to submit to him. You'd be a fool to argue with him. You'd be missing out on a great connection simply because you want to maintain your independence. But independence is overrated.
Yeah, you're right. She does say that I'm not saying submit to every man, which can allude to if he's weak, then you don't submit to him.
And so I agree with that.
And he has to be a safe bet, like
right.
she said.
I agree
safe bet is
he
secure,
to be safe
bet.
Right. bet.
Right.
A woman don't know if a man is safe
I
bet
agree.
Or not.
I agree with that. And, you know, you should submit no matter what. You're right. Right. But she also is pushing against that. Independency, like this whole women being independent, is overrated, and that's the point she's trying to make, is that you should submit and get over this whole idea of a woman being independent. Do you agree with that?
About a woman being independent?
Yeah, she's saying, right, do you agree with her when she says that independence is overrated?
That's
you should
for
submit
sure.
to men.
For women, absolutely.
Okay. You guys too?
Yeah, no, big time. She's
wow,
not.
Wow, are you trying to do a test on us?
She's not wrong.
I just had to see. I just had
like,
to make sure that we
can say right. nice things wow. and it's not wrong.
I just want to make sure that we're just being completely honest.
Yeah, I feel scrutinized.
I just had to be sure.
I heard she's Muslim.
Oh, but no wonder.
She is Muslim. She is Muslim.
Allahu Abba.
Yeah.
I bet you won't go to the Allahu Abba country with that mess.
She can say, it can be like nice that she said that, and at the same time, she could still sound like every woman I hear about on this right. topic. That the obey thing is just you've married this person. It's
right.
You've already decided you're right. obeying.
I agree.
And that part gets left out.
But I do think that we should give.
Nice
but we gotta like.
Things she said.
How much can we really expect for a woman to say certain things?
I expect that from her.
Well,
no,
she's
but
the
I'm
expert,
saying
right?
like. I'm just saying like.
But she is. She
no,
is
but
the
you guys are missing
here.
What I'm saying. Sorry. Like I'm just saying like. There's how much like how much are you gonna?
This is why
you
guys
can't have a.
Well,
wait, let me get my point out.
Woman,
yeah, let me get my point out.
Guys said every time you listen to a woman, you're gonna suffer.
Okay, but
this is why.
Okay, but how much are we gonna really expect for a woman to? Cross every T and dot every I. Of course, they're gonna like miss some marks, but in the direction of like the right way of doing things, at least she's saying the right things. And I'm just saying, let's give her the credit for being in the right direction instead of just saying she sounds like everybody
else.
But
I hear it from all the female psychologists.
No, she definitely is different than the other female psychologists
in
that
what way?
Say in feminist ways
in what
and
way?
Stuff like that. Because she's saying submit. What woman or psychologist says submit to the husband?
Sure,
a lot
women
of them
say submit
that.
All the time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
especially
one.
The Christian ones.
Okay, well, what about independence is overrated?
But you're Muslim, you know that's bad.
I mean.
Where's a bucker?
A what?
Burka.
A burka? Do Muslim women wear the burka?
Some of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's not a Christian. I would prefer... to marry a Christian.
Last bitch. Word, James.
Nice. She's pretty. Like you said
yeah,
last time.
Yeah, she is pretty.
Oh,
I give her that. She's pretty. And she white, too.
Mildly attractive.
You might know. I don't know,
actually.
She's part Arab. White and part Muslim or something.
What's it called, Nose? Tell us in the ear.
She's not related to
the... Omid Nose.
No relation to the actress, right? She's not that Pakistani actress, Sadia Khan, is she?
No.
Okay. No. I think she might be Pakistani.
But there is an actress, Con as well, yeah.
Last word, real fast.
Nice. Right on, Joel. Thanks for bringing this
yeah,
fun, interesting
I totally
topic.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Last word.
I think we got to, like, be a little bit more open to the perspective on some of these ladies because, yes, of course, they're not going to hit the mark how we want them to, but
not
I mean,
why
come
we
on.
It's not how we want them to, how they're supposed to be.
All right, but it's realistically the times that we live in and how weak men are, where it's rare that you're going to get a person that's speaking decently on certain things, so... I say give the lady a little credit is what I'm saying. But that's all.
Anchor Baby.
Anchor Baby. Last word.
Last word.
Yeah.
Amazing segment.
Amazing. Nice. My last word. Amazing.
Nice.
Sadiq. Sadiq Khan, right?
Sadiq Khan.
Sadiq Khan.
Yeah.
Thank you all. My experts. Let me hear it for the experts. Thank you so much. Let me take a couple calls here. Then we're doing super chats. And then we'll come back to the phones. 888-77-5373. Let me go quickly to Robert, out of a first-time caller out of New Mexico. Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Robert.
Yeah, I wanted to start by answering the biblical question, then I had another question after that.
Why do you, Robert, why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
Simply because it just feels good.
You do it because it feels good?
Yeah, I mean, why else would you do it? It's not because it feels bad.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I had a question. I left out some books of the Bible. I know it's not Bible something Thursday, but have you ever read the Book of Enoch?
Maybe. I don't remember offhand. What about it?
He's the great-great-grandfather of Noah, and he was one of the only ones like Elijah that didn't die. He was taken right up by the gods.
Right. But what about his book?
Well, it talks a lot about Elohim. I was told is translated wrong, and it actually means God instead of God. Like Psalms 82:6 talks about stoned for blasphemy, and then he told all the men that there were gods, lowercase gods. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I've not. Not at all.
I mean, it's kind of strange to me because what opened up that was, you know, a couple months ago, I heard you talking about, you know, Jesus isn't God. And I was like, wow. So I kept on trying to see what the verses say, and there's nothing definitive.
That's it said, did you find anywhere where it says that Jesus is God?
He says that they are one.
Right. But is there anywhere where they say he is God?
No, I don't think so, because I look at Jesus as a mediator, and it's kind of screwing with my faith, because I just believed it for the last 40 years that he was God.
And why and did you repeat the last thing you said was what?
Well, and then you throw in the Holy Spirit,
oh,
too.
I see.
When Jesus is getting baptized by John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit comes down like in the face of a dove.
And why did you believe that Jesus was God for so long?
Well, I started going to Sunday school when I was 4 years old, and I just listened to the teachers, you know?
So is it hard not to believe it?
Well, I'm almost 50 now, and it's blowing me away. And then when you say that he's already forgiven you, and, you know, that's another thing. Why wouldn't you be of the flesh if your sins are already forgiven, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's making me question my faith.
Nice. And which is easier for you to accept? You are a sinner, or all your sins have been forgiven? Which is easier to accept?
I tell you that the best case scenario is that everything is done and everybody's forgiven if they accept God. But it does say Jesus. You have to go through Jesus, you know.
When what is easier for you to accept? That all you are a sinner, or all your sins have been forgiven?
I'm not a sinner.
It's easy.
Hey,
Robert, which one is easier for you to accept? That you are a sinner, or that all your sins have been forgiven?
That all my sins have been forgiven.
And before hearing that, you thought that they were not forgiven?
Well, I always would say, you know.
Can someone get the phone out there?
What's that?
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I was always just told that we're all sinners, and it's by the grace of God that we get into heaven. And so I always ask for forgiveness. And now I'm thinking, what are we doing? Is this all in vain?
It is. It's all vanity.
So can you be a Christian without thinking that Christ is the God?
Repeat that.
Can you be a Christian if you don't believe Jesus is God?
You're not going to be a Christian until you know that he's the Son.
Yeah, he's just the Son, but, you know, I got two of these beliefs. I got one for the last 50 years saying that he's the Son of God, but they are one, and they're the same with the Holy Spirit. And then I got you telling me that he's just the Son, and I mean, that means he's not God.
Well, he and the Father is the Father, he's the Son, and the Father working through the Son to get all the work done that the son did. But it's the father that was causing him to do the work. It wasn't Jesus himself.
Yeah, so is he still God-like, would you say, Jesus?
What do you mean by God-like?
Like, he's a son of God, so
right.
Is he a God?
He's the son of the Father. The same nature that his father has, he has it too.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what happens to human beings. Once they are born again of the Father, meaning they forgive their mothers and father for being weak, and they return. And when they return to the Father, truly return to the Father, they too will have the same nature that the Father has, that God has.
Yeah, I mean, we are called the sons of God.
Right.
In the Bible.
Yeah.
So it's like, are we the same as Jesus?
But why, you're right in that, absolutely, you're the same. Jesus is your brother.
Okay.
He's not your God, he's your brother. You and Jesus, so, if you have returned to the Father, you and Jesus have the same Father.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a rough pill to swallow after all this time of being told that, you know, he's God in the Trinity thing, you know?
Yeah.
I've been researching, trying to find out what it's really saying, and nothing's definitive.
Man, well, stay with it, man. Stay with it. Are you doing
I will.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do have peace, and it's just, this is making me a little bit harder to have peace.
Well, stay with it. The fact that you question it, you will know. It'll be shown to you.
Well, I question it because you said it, and I never heard anybody else say it.
No, and, you shall know the truth.
My mom and my dad are saying, well, Jesse's not a Christian then. And I said, it's not for you to judge. And it just doesn't make sense to them that you could be a Christian and not think Jesus was God.
Because that's what they've been told, so I understand that. But listen, I got to run because time. Will you call me again?
For sure. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy. You too. 888-77-JESSE, Super Chat.
BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Mr. J says, while Mr. Sandman and I passed a Juneteenth celebration, he ran into the crowd and took a number two in honor of the day, so I gave him some treats for his act of bravery. White History Month is on the horizon. Thanks for all you do, JLP and crew. Shout out to Hassan Dadon.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. Amazing.
Not a victim bought a coffee. Trying to find a video of the guy filtering filthy swamp water using branches and vines found in the wild. Everything works for God.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tim bought a coffee. Hi, all. I hope all is well. I'll answer the biblical question.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh? Why do you carry it out?
I get urges and react to them with hate, anger, and fear. Rather than let them pass, I serve them like a beta to get rid of them. Then I feel depressed and they will come back. Awareness doesn't last, but it lasts longer now than it used to. Thanks for everything and good luck. Explosion and strong arm.
Amazing.
Nice tan. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Amazing. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Tim.
Shout out to Coffee Talk with Sandra, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0, Cushman 420, and the rest of the supporters over on the DLive crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe, oh no, Wayne I Am That I Am came in with 3 late coming coffees. Jesse,
right on.
A man's role is as a king. The woman is queen. Don't be deceived. A queen cannot rule over the king, period. There are no conditions. Cheers.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Jesse. What is the assignment? Do we have one? I'm loving the blank slate. Do not provide the answer. State of mind. Cheers.
Stay with that. I don't think we have. Did we have an assignment?
Well, we had a suggestion. If you want to do last week's assignment, which none of you did.
Right. Lead a blank. Do not respond. Amazing.
Wayne, I Am That I Am with his last coffee. Biblical question.
Why do you carry out the works of the flesh?
I do not. My flesh has been crucified with Christ. It is dead. I am a new creature in Christ, and I satisfy the lust of the flesh no more. Cheers.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all for your support. I absolutely I appreciate it. I was trying to move really fast to get you some more calls here. Some of you have been waiting. And with the experts and all that, it didn't happen. But tomorrow is Manhood Hour, and we will move more calls tomorrow, right? Thank you, guys. Also, get on that straight and narrow and stay there. Stay on that straight and narrow path, all right? Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Go and forgive your mother and your father. You'll see your heart will change. If you can see that you need to forgive, that you have anger, then you shall be free. But if not, stay in your hell. Really, just stay in your hell. Enjoy your hell. Try to inflict your hell on others so you can get a false sense of life, feel good about it, and blah, blah, blah. Amazing show today. Thank you all so much. Country and Western Tuesday. The Hake Report is coming up now. And then the Joel Friday TV. And after that, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Take care, folks. Have a good one.
He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the mood? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.